Blog Talk Radio.
Never too hard.
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 Hey, good evening. Welcome to Mind Kiss Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi. Hi.
How you doing? Good.
Okay.
We also have 3518 on the line.
That's Darlene.
Hey, Darlene.
Hi,
how you doing?
Good. Hi. Just listening in.
Yeah, sorry for the delay here, getting some stuff ready. Didn't realize exactly what called in. All right. Hell, you weren't waiting long, were you?
No. No, I wasn't waiting long.
Oh, great. All right. So how are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good.
So, Darlene, did you enjoy the health fair Saturday?
I thought that was a very nice health fair. I did enjoy it. It was a lot of really good group there with a bunch of information.
Yeah.
Too bad I wasn't there earlier, Darlene, because I walked away feeling better, too.
Yeah. But you were still there when the early enough, you know, to see all the different people
right.
that were there. So if you get
yes.
to go to all the
what
people,
I saw
so.
It. And they like to serve those little special treatments.
Yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward
you must have came here for a left one then. So they left like, you know, maybe about 20 of 1, quarter of one, around
yeah,
there.
They were just starting to begin to pack up the tables when they came.
Okay. What time did they pack up?
Oh, when they got mixed. I didn't get there to probably about something of 2 or.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I guess I left about 2:30, somewhere between 2:30.
Yeah, that's right. Because she left about half hour after I got there.
I see my gear winding down. I'm sorry I missed your window.
Well, I am too. No, I won't repeat my story. I just got my directions mixed up.
Oh, that's right.
I tried. I don't really live
yeah,
out that
can.
Way. I'm not all that familiar, but I'll learn.
At least you made it. You know, you did come.
Yeah. I was a little discouraged. I said, I recognize a lot of this. I have to find it. But it's okay.
So,
it's
yeah.
how we learn.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice – I mean, I did the walk in the morning. It was a nice little walk. You know?
That's good. Good.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good. Don't. You participated in
yeah.
the walk. Wonderful.
Yeah, write a couple tests. I did do a couple tests: the blood sugar and the glucose. I guess and the blood pressure. I mean, I did
yeah.
those downstairs. But
yeah,
it was a
yeah.
nice idea. It was a good idea.
It was a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm.
Now, did they do something like this last year, or is this the first time? You know?
I don't know if it's their first time, but I was hoping that they do it next year because next year I want to be better prepared with more information for the tables.
Right. It seemed like it was a last minute thing to me. I don't know that they did it before.
Well, no.
At that particular place.
They had a lot of people. I don't think their plans were last minute. Because you wouldn't have been able to get that many different groups out if you had
okay.
different people. Yeah.
All right, I guess I said that because that's what Dr. Siles had mentioned, but it's okay.
Yeah.
They had people there. But, it was a good time, you know. They had hot dogs and pizza And, like, it seemed like over in the across the street, they had, like, what, calisthenics or something? People
oh, really?
Doing exercises. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed all that.
Yeah, that was earlier. Okay. When it was, like, right after the walk. They just started that. Yeah. But I didn't get in on that, though.
Debbie was tired, too. She said she did that walk, and that was enough for her.
Oh, my.
I did see Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie was, she did the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Looked like they had a nice turnout to me.
Yes, they did seem they had a very nice turnout.
Yeah, well, and the weather wasn't too bad because it wasn't, you know, worried. It seemed like it was going to be cloudy and, like, it might rain, but then the sun came out for a little bit. It was a little, you know, cool, a little brisk, but it wasn't bad.
Yes.
Yeah. So the weather cooperated. When were you able to get a hold of your...
Not yet, I haven't. I tried calling Sandra, but I didn't get in touch with her. I did call her, but she didn't answer yet. But she does a lot of traveling on the bus, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't even have her on, because I was meaning to call her, actually, to see if I can get her on come on. So I didn't have her on.
I think she's another going. She has, in fact, today and tomorrow, she's down somewhere near the airport networking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but she is. And she goes back and forth a lot on the bus, but I knew I couldn't go back down there today after being down there Saturday.
I wonder, are you still working with, doing anything with Paula, Freedom House, or?
You know what, the last two times I talked, she was supposed to call me back, and she didn't call me back. I got the water filter from her, and I'm...
Yeah, I remember you said that.
I have to... Actually, my red light just came on. I think I have to buy a new filter. I have to check that out, too. Yeah, I got so much stuff to do, but that's light.
Yeah.
So, do what I'm curious. Can do and keep on going.
Right.
Everybody's lives are full. Because Miss Darlene, I don't know how Darlene does it either.
I know. But Darlene, I asked you a little bit at the health fair about your gold party. I remember you said you were able to get $200 for the gold that you were able to find.
Well, yes. So I went to a party of one of my friends from church. And at her party, I took gold that I found in the bottom of my jewelry box. I just went through the jewelry boxes and was pulling out pieces. Some of this stuff was so old, I forgot it was there. And some stuff, I didn't even know if it was gold, but I took it with me anyway so could show test it to see if it's real gold. And with the stuff that I found in the bottom of my jewelry box, I ended up with $200 worth.
Wow.
So then
I didn't know you'd do that good. That's great.
Yeah. So I took a
phone. I want to look around for some gold. Say that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I don't have
it. I mean, years ago, gold isn't something that I buy now, but years ago, I did have gold chains, bracelets, and earrings.
Yeah, back in the 80s and that, it was very popular.
I did, and that's how old some of this stuff was. Yeah, that's why I totally forgot about it. I totally forgot that I had some of this in there. So it was a nice surprise for something you weren't expecting. And you could sell something that you weren't even thinking about, didn't even remember you had, and get a couple $100s. So that was nice.
Yes.
So Sharon Sowles is planning on now. She's going to have a party. So there'll be another one coming up. So if you find anybody that, you know they have some old gold that they're not using and want to get rid of, you know, we can keep them in mind for the next party.
Do you know when Sharon's having hers?
I believe it's going to be June 11th, but I don't know if that date is
set
in stone. But I'm sure once her date is confirmed, she'll put it on Meetup.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you, Darlene, I was thinking about having a gold party, but maybe investing in gold. I was about doing that.
Investing
in
gold. You invest in gold, like. You ever hear of that? You ever see those commercials? Yeah.
I've seen advertisements to invest in gold, but no, I've never done that. I've never invested in gold, nor do I believe I have enough money to invest in gold. But
yeah,
I have seen those advertisements.
It is, because it's like, what is it up to? Like almost $1,300 an ounce or something right now, something like that.
Wow.
I
know they're saying that's the thing to have because American dollar is losing its value. And
Yeah,
full of
they
them.
Won't raise the interest rates.
Yeah, I couldn't even pick it all up. I was on a call last night and they were talking about that.
Yeah.
No, but sounds like the United States is in for a big surprise with our economy.
Yeah, that's the reason why gas is going up too, because the dollar's losing out.
I don't know if you know, Sean, like if you did invest in it, like what would be maybe the approximate minimum amount of money you would have to invest in something like that. I don't really know anything about the bull market and what you would need to invest in.
Well, like physical gold, like you'd have the least amount you can get is an ounce. So you would need at least 13 to buy it, do it that way. But there is like paper, like exchange traded fund, like kind of like a, what do you want to call it, indexing gold. That you might be able to start off. They might be able to fraction like the amount that you can get and you build up that way. I'm pretty sure you know, there's like exchange ETFs, which is exchange traded funds that you can get in gold that you can do it that way. You wouldn't own physical gold, but you'd be investing in something that, you know, like a fund or whatever that buys gold. So you'd have like a percentage, whatever, depending on how much you would put in. That might be something viable. They also, besides that, you can get like bullion. I know you can get coins and actual like the bars. And of course, that you're talking bars. That's a lot of money. It's more. That's a few pounds, so you need a lot of money for that, but it's all kind of way to get into it. But, you know, I think it's worth exploring. Maybe it might be another radio show. I could do a little bit more research on it, present it as a topic. Yeah. But I always thought about doing it, and I never have, I guess because I didn't have the money, because it's quite expensive to try to get in it. I mean, it might be something to work towards. Anyways.
Did you ever do your radio show? I think you were going to tell us about finances. Did you ever do that? Want to give lessons or something?
You talking about like the stock market thing? I started.
Yeah.
I was gonna do something
tonight.
I was gonna talk about bonds and you know that, how, you know, what bonds are and like why they're good to have in your portfolio, that sort of thing. That's what I was gonna do for a little bit.
You did do a couple shows on investing in the stock market.
Yeah, I did.
That's what I was wondering. I probably just wasn't able to get on those nights. Sometimes I can't.
Yeah, I don't think you were on. Yeah, I don't think you were on.
Okay.
That was
I probably missed it. I'm sorry.
Like a month ago or something. No, I mean, I can always revisit it again. If you let me know when you're going to be on. But, I'm
glad
I've been doing that.
Let's go on Block
in between. I'm still doing that, like, in between, like, what if I don't have a guest or something for this week, like, tonight?
Okay.
Go take it back off. But I was going to talk about bonds for a little bit. Either of you ever invested in a bond or had bonds in your investment portfolio?
No, none outside of my 401k plan.
Right. But then, you see, 401k, you know what a bond is, though, right?
Yes.
It's basically
you notice that in answer. My son talks all the stuff. I don't know.
Okay. I'll tell you, you know, bond is like, it's different from a stock. It's like equity, like ownership of a company. Like a bond is like you're loaning money to the company or whatever entity is issuing the bond or in return for like interest payment. So like a bond is like a promise from like if a corporation issues a bond or whatever and you buy the bond.
Yes.
You're actually loaning them money and they're going to just pay you interest. until the bond matures and they can give back whatever amount of money you gave them. Usually bonds are usually in $1,000 denominations, increments. So you give you buy a bond for $1,000 and say 12% interest a year. So that's like what, $120 I think. They pay you that a year until say it's for 5 years, and then at the end of 5 years, they give you $1,000 back, and you get to keep all the interest.
Okay.
That's basically what it is. It's not as lucrative in terms of gains as the stock is. You don't get a lot of money back, but it is a safer investment because all kinds, not only companies have bonds, but there's a government, not a federal as well as state and local. A lot of local governments, they issue what are called municipal bonds, states use those bonds to for projects such as roads or bridges or anything like that. That's how they raise money to do that. They sell municipal bonds, and all these different people, get these bonds, and that's how the state pays for different things. So, because usually, a government is usually, it's not the same, businesses or companies can go out of business, but government's usually going to be there for the long haul. So that's why it's considered low risk, because you're probably going to make your money back. But the less likelihood of a government going under than a company or a corporation.
Yes.
So, but since they're low risk, they don't, get as much as return from a bond as you would a stock. So, but they're good because they're good for in terms of the diversifying your portfolio, because bond values, they move in the opposite direction from the stock market. So when the stock market goes up, bonds are usually cheaper and go down. But when stock market is down, the value of the bonds increase. So that's basically the way you can diversify risk. They use it for risk diversification in portfolio because they will, a lot of people generally have more of their funds in their portfolio in stocks because stocks can earn the most. But you still want to have, a lot of people do 60-40 allocation between stocks and bonds. 60% of their funds are in stocks and 40% are in bonds. And that 40%, if we have a down stock market, can preserve your capital. So while you're losing on the stocks, your bonds are going up, so you're gaining there, and it could even out. That's basically the big attraction to bonds is that they're good for risk diversification. So they help preserve your capital. If the stock market goes down, bonds will go up. Conversely, when stocks go up, bonds will go down. So, and they also have they provide a steady stream, a steady income in terms of the interest payments you receive. So, it's a good way, if you have coming a lot of money or whatever, and so you don't protect it that you don't spend it or whatever, and that you can at least get some interest payments from it. It's kind of like savings, but you get a better interest rate. And then you're going to get the full amount back in over, 3 to 5 years or however long the bond maturity date is. So it's a good investment tool, vehicle, because it, preserves your capital and and you can get some appreciation. And it does preside a steady stream of income in terms of the interest that you receive. So
yes.
That's basically in a nutshell what a bond is and why you would want to purchase bonds for your portfolio.
Okay.
Yeah. It's short and sweet, but there's a lot more complexity than that's just the basics. But, you know, just for an introduction, that's what a bond is, and that's why you would want to own bonds. But, you know,
okay,
as we go on, we can get more complex into it, if you wish to get more into it. But, Darlene, you said you've owned them through your 401k. Darlene?
I had to walk away.
The fire truck was going by. I forgot I muted out my phone. I don't want all that noise in there.
No problem. I was just saying, I think you said you had a 401k and you had a bond allocation for that.
Yes, we could pick different investments. So it was different investments that you could select that you wanted your money in, and you could mix it up between stocks and bonds. So we did have, when I was working, they used to have a 401k that had a diversity of where the monies were invested in stocks, bonds, money market.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what percentage?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Now, what percentage did you have in bonds versus stocks?
Oh, 64. That's in years. I cannot remember at all.
No problem.
It's been years. I don't remember at all what was the percentage mix-up because it was stocks, it was bonds, it was money market. It was like a list of different things we can invest in, and mine was spread in different percentages throughout all the different markets, but I don't remember how the breakdown was. It's been a long time.
That's an average period.
I can't stay on here with you guys tonight. I have another call that I have to do, so I'm going to have to run. But thank you.
All right, no problem.
Thank you for thinking of us.
Probably going to end it early because I didn't, you know, that was really all I had. You know, so. That's fine. So I'm probably going to wrap up soon anyways.
Oh, okay.
It was nice hearing from you again, Darlene, too.
Yeah,
thank you. I'll be back to you guys next week.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Have a nice evening.
Thanks. You
too.
Okay. Sean, before you hang up, I have a question to ask you.
Sure.
You keep asking me about, what's her name? Paula, would you want to interview her and let her tell us what she's been up to?
Yeah, sure. Is she still available?
Yeah, okay. I'll give her a call, too, okay?
I only have a few hours
in the evening time to call, but I'll call her and I'll call this other person, Sandra Wilkes, again.
Yeah, I'd love to have her.
And I'll keep my... I have a brother, two brothers. They're into insurance business of some sort. Let me talk to them and see if they want to, you know, be interviewed for you.
All right.
And then I'll keep my eyes and ears open for other people. I don't have a whole lot of connections anymore, but I will, you know, keep my ears and eyes open.
Whatever you can do.
I'll start making the list for you, Paul Evans.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We try to help each other where we can. All right. Are you still doing your coaching lessons with Dr. Siles?
I'm still doing. I had one last week. I get them every other week. I don't have any this week, but I'll talk to them again next week. Usually Wednesday.
We can't do everything. We just have to do what we can, right?
Right. Exactly. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Well, thanks for keeping the spirits and keep going forward, okay?
All right. Thank you for calling in.
I honor you for that.
Yeah.
All righty. Oh, you know
All
what
right.
else?
Thanks.
I don't I know who else I have. I don't know what she's into, though. My niece.
Oh,
she
your
went
niece.
All the way through college, yeah, and she wrote a book. You might want her to talk about her book that she wrote.
Yeah, definitely.
If I can get her to do it, she's from North Carolina, but if I can see if she wants to be interviewed for her book, I can ask her that.
That would be great.
How's that sound?
That sounds good. Hey,
I'm not talking to you. I'm trying to think who else.
Do you still talk to, what's her name?
Who?
You brought her around.
Ingrid?
Like a couple years ago. Ingrid, yes.
Yes. I talked to her to the Gold Party event. And she's trying to have something up this way this weekend, but I was going out this weekend. She's still trying to get together, you know, and she's looking for a job, like a lot of people. I try to stay connected, you know, I try to be a friend to her. It's a little hard, but I'm, you know, I may need somebody one day.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she's doing. Well, she may, I don't know. I would have to talk to her and I'll let her know, you know, they asked about her. Because once before she'd asked about you.
Did she?
So I'll let her know you. Yeah. So when I talk to her again, I'll make it a point, okay?
All right, no problem. I'm curious what else she was doing. I know she was going through a hard period a couple of years ago.
She is, but she's trying to keep going forward. It's hard, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll keep my feelers out and see if I can find anybody for you, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. I have five people down here now. I'm trying to connect with you. Okay? Well,
right.
You take
that
it easy.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
How are you using our...
All right, folks, we're going to cut our show a little early today, 20 minutes early, but, you know, short and sweet. Promise next week we should have a guest on, so I'm not sure who it's going to be. I have a couple people that said maybe if you come on, so hopefully we can get at least out of two people, we should at least get one, so maybe two or three, so should at least get someone out of that, so, you know, tune in next week, you know, should go to full 60 minutes instead of 40 minutes, but appreciate the call we did have, and everyone have a nice evening, and see you next week, Monday at 7. Thank you. Drop it. Ready? All right. I got something for you.